Trump's renewed economic nationalism. President Donald Trump's re-escalation of tariffs, some as high as 145% on Chinese goods, and a baseline 10% tariff on most imports, is not just a reprise of his 2018 to 2020 trade war strategy. It's a bold, polarizing reassertion of protectionist economics in a deeply interdependent global market. But this time, the stakes are higher, the global economy more fragile, and America's geopolitical leverage arguably thinner. Trump frames these tariffs as tools to restore fairness, arguing the U.S. has been pillaged by foreign economies. While this rhetoric resonates with segments of the domestic electorate, it belies a deeper and far more complex reality. Tariffs are blunt instruments with sharp economic consequences. They rarely protect domestic jobs in the long term, but they almost always raise prices and spark retaliatory policies. The global economic shockwave, from Jaguar Land Rover to Jiangsu One. Businesses brace for impact in a hyperconnected global supply chain. Tariffs are no longer confined to bilateral effects. Jaguar Land Rover's pause in U.S.-bound shipments is just one early signal. Every layer of the supply chain, from powdered aluminum in Tennessee to piston assembly in Mexico, is now under cost pressure. For many multinationals, the new tariff regime is essentially a stealth tax on operational efficiency. 2. Retaliation and fragmentation. China's 125% retaliatory tariffs, Canada's 25% hike on U.S. vehicles, and the EU's threats of mirror penalties are not just symbolic. These are escalatory triggers in a system already fraying. The World Trade Organization's authority is waning, and plurilateral trade deals, like CPTPP or RCEP, are quietly becoming havens for countries circumventing U.S.-centric trade drama. 3. Inflationary pressures. In an already sensitive climate, the timing couldn't be worse. The global economy, post-COVID and post-Ukraine war, is navigating persistent inflationary currents. By increasing import costs on everything from electronics to pharmaceuticals, Trump's tariffs risk further pushing up consumer prices, especially in the U.S., while also dampening real wage growth. Strategic misstep or masterstroke? Long-term implications. A supply chain realignments expect to see an acceleration of near-shoring and friends-whoring. Southeast Asia, Mexico, and parts of Eastern Europe will continue to benefit as companies seek to bypass Chinese origin labeling and reduce tariff exposure. But beware the illusion of autonomy. Many Chinese firms have already regionalized production under local brands. Reshoring may shift geography, but not necessarily geopolitical leverage. B. The tax spillover. Tariffs are revenue-generating measures, effectively a consumption tax on imports. However, they disproportionately hit small and mid-sized enterprises, which lack the hedging and supply chain flexibility of their multinational counterparts. Policymakers must address this imbalance through targeted tax credits or tariff exemptions tied to domestic investment. C. The UK and EU, strategic tightrope walkers. The UK, already reeling from post-Brexit realignments, faces a diplomatic and economic dilemma. With £58 billion in annual exports to the US, pressure mounts on Prime Minister Starmer to negotiate favorable carve-outs, or face retaliatory action. Meanwhile, the EU's 90-day pause is an opportunity, not a reprieve. Brussels must pursue a coordinated strategy, balancing assertiveness with pragmatism to avoid fragmentation. From firefighting to future-proofing, establish a tariff oversight commission. A bipartisan, expert-led commission should assess the long-term efficacy and collateral impact of U.S.-imposed tariffs. This data should be made public to demystify the America First narrative. Strengthen multilateral dispute mechanisms. The WTO needs reform, not irrelevance. The G20 should spearhead a parallel dispute resolution system to de-escalate emerging trade wars. Encourage regional trade pacts with safeguards countries vulnerable to U.S. tariffs, such as the U.K., Vietnam, and Canada, should pursue tariff-neutral trade corridors with enforceable arbitration clauses. Introduce targeted SME relief measures. Governments must offer temporary tax deductions or VAT credits to businesses most exposed to rising input costs from U.S. tariffs. The tariff era's real test. Trump's tariffs are not just a policy. They're a litmus test of how modern economies adapt under pressure. In this high-stakes geopolitical